You're listening to the Barry Egan Tapes on News Talk. I'm Barry Egan from the Sunday Independent, and I'm talking with Stephanie Preisner. Stephanie, can I just take you back to some of your earlier work? I'm thinking about an exchange you wrote with someone called Stephen.
Oh, yeah. So that's the content of that is like about a heartbreak, about a breakup, fictional, from Saul Padini Is My Boyfriend, which was my first play that I wrote. And it's about this girl, Stephanie. Well, actually, the character doesn't have a name in the show. I just performed it. So my name is Stephanie with an F, and I'm very particular about how my name is spelled. And this girl is going out with a boy called Stephen with a PH.
Because when I read it, I always thought it was like a rap song.
Yeah, I can do some of that for you. Do you want me to do that?
Yeah.
You can ask any questions for context afterwards. After 10 months, we had our first fight. We hadn't quite worked out how to do it right. Stephen was upset, couldn't get work, had a degree that was just paper. He was going berserk, and all of his friends were posting photos online of lying in the sun and being drunk all the time. He was getting so angry, so deeply unhappy, shouting at me, being nasty and snapping. Yeah, well, if you weren't keeping me here, I'd be gone. Well, leave so. Do what you want. I can't do what I want because there's no fucking jobs. You haven't applied in ages because you're a snob and you're being too picky about the work that you'll take. I'm a trained engineer, for Jesus' sake. I'm entitled to work in the field that I trained. You're not entitled to anything. Do you need that explained? Shut up, Stephanie. You shut up. Go on then, leave. Go be an engineer. I can't because I've no experience, which I can't get here. And I can't bloody leave because I don't have the money. And is that my fault, yeah? No, go. Go where it's sunny. If I thought for a minute I could just move away without feeling guilty and burdened by you, I wouldn't stay. I'd be gone in the morning. But no, you make sure that you're there crying, closing every door. I can't believe you're being such a prick. Don't stay here for me, you stupid dick. I'm fine on my own. I don't need you. Come on now, Stephanie. We both know that's not true. You're so needy and you're driving me mad. I am not needy. I am not that bad. I just get headaches and they're really sore. Yeah, well, I can't do it anymore. I'm sorry, he says. The way I've done it is wrong, but it's over. I'm sorry. The love is gone.
Just can I ask you, is any of that autobiographical?
No. Autobiography doesn't rhyme. The piece goes on to like write to see all the text messages
where did it come from? Just your imagination.
Oh no, like I have been in breakups and it was based on a... Sorry, you were talking about in general the fact that I... Yes, no, sorry, yeah. Of course I've had breakups. But people, when I was doing that show, were often asking me like, is it autobiographical? But it's not autobiographical because autobiography doesn't rhyme. I have had breakups. I was never going out with someone called Steve with a PH. And I was never broken up with in Sandy Mount Strand. But the bigger picture, which I was speaking about in that show, was that I was meeting all of my friends at one point in my life at going away parties because everyone was emigrating to Australia. And this is a story about a girl whose boyfriend moves to Australia and he chooses like Bondi Beach over her, which is not something that I experienced.
No one's ever chosen a beach over you.
Well, my friends did, I felt at the time, you know, like I wasn't in a relationship, but I did feel particularly abandoned by my friends during the recession.